Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Joe and Evan on the fan.
10:03 on the fan, and a very good Monday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here till 2 o'clock today, then we'll take you right out to Frances on the fan. He's live from the Hard Rock Cafe at Yankee Stadium as the Yankees get ready for Game 4 of the Division Series against the Indians. Tyler Bent and Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. And we'll get to all the football. Carl Banks will join us at 11. We'll talk about the one New York team that's tanking and the one New York team that's actually fighting for a division title. We'll get to that later
Not
on.
Not like we all expect.
Exactly like we thought it was going to go. So sure. We'll talk about that later on. But we'll open with the Yankees. And, you know, Joe Girardi took a beating over the weekend with the decisions that were made on Friday night, and rightfully so in most cases. But one thing I thought about yesterday, boy, Joe's really – he's not going to go to Severino. He's sticking with Tanaka for Game 3. Boy, if Tanaka gets lit up and they lose tonight, oh, my God, is Joe going to be torched by everybody, by the fans, by the media for not using Severino. Turned out to look pretty good last night because Tanaka was phenomenal.
Hey, when Masahiro Tanaka takes the mound, you could take the coin, you could throw it in the air, and if it's heads, he dominates. And it's what we saw last night. And if it comes up tails, he throws batting practice. That's what Tanaka's been all year.
Yep.
There's no middle ground with him.
Well,
there's
no middle ground.
I fought through five and kept him in the game. It is all or nothing. And, man, you could tell right out of the gate when he struck out Francisco Lindor, when he struck out Jose Ramirez, you could tell early on, even when he gives up the hit to Carlos Santana, he gets a big double play. He's keeping the ball on the ground. He's striking guys out, not quite 15, but he was dominant. And that's what they needed because they couldn't figure out Carlos Carrasco. They couldn't figure him out. Even when they had that big opportunity in the sixth and they got him out of the game, Andrew Miller made the big pitch, but it took one swing.
That's it.
By a guy that all of us, including an unnamed Yankee executive, buried in the middle of the year as a guy, forget he's on the team, the guy's never healthy, the unnamed executive, I think, questioned his will to play. Greg Bird, one of the main reasons the Yankees survived last night.
Well, I mean, and another big reason was the play that Aaron Judge made, taking a home run away from Lindor. Because I tell you, I thought that ball was out. And anybody else, because Judge barely jumped to catch that ball and was out. It was definitely going to be a home run. And to me, let's take a look at that play, too, because that was a monstrous play, you know, in this baseball game.
It's funny, when Judge makes that play on Lindor, my first reaction is saying, well, there's no way the Yankees are going to lose this game now. But then I thought about 2006 Game 7 with Andy Chavez.
Yeah, right, and I realized that,
no, they can still lose this game. Who am I kidding?
Right, right.
And then in the sixth inning, Aaron Hicks leads off with that infield hit, and you could already hear the Yankee fans churning.
Yep.
Which was, if Brett Gardner bunts, why is he bunting? That's idiotic. He bunted in game two, remember, in the ninth inning, laid down a sacrifice, it didn't work. Then he tried to lay down a sacrifice with a runner on second in the extra innings, and that's when Ronald Torres got picked off, one of the worst base-running moves you'll see.
And what a throw by Gomes, though, too.
Unbelievable, from
his knees, no less.
So Girardi was in that spot in the sixth where, if it didn't work out, He was probably going to be ripped, and he let Brett Gardner swing all the way, which I agreed with. I would not have bunted there. I am not giving away an out to Carlos Carrasco, and Brett Gardner did something he had only done four times in the entire regular season, and that's ground into a double play.
Yep.
And I think what made it frustrating.
We saw that a couple times, the leadoff man on, and a time before that, too. I forget who grounded into that double play.
Aaron Hicks, yeah.
Hicks, right.
And both guys are only grounding into double plays if they hit the ball hard, but the Indians also have a really good defensive infield.
Pretty good.
With Lindor and Ramirez and even Urshela, the only reason he plays third base is certainly not for his bat.
No.
It's for his glove. So after Gardner grounds into the double play and Judge walks and Sanchez gets a hit and Didi walks, Yankee fans are stewing at the manager again. And when Starlin Castro pops up, you have all the revisionist history. This is why you got to bunt. The Yankees take the lead if he bunts. I got to tell you, I agreed with Joe Girardi that he didn't bunt. But I'll also be honest. Here's where I disagreed with Joe Girardi. I would not have taken Masahiro Tanaka out of this game, bro.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's kind of Joe's MO. But he was dealing. I would have no problem with keeping him in the game, I'll tell you that. He was dealing.
It is his MO, and I think that's the defense. That's the defense he had for why he pulled CC Sabathia.
Right.
My argument to that would be, this is October, and I got a bullpen that's tired. You know, David Robertson was clearly tired when he came into this game. The way he walked Michael Brantley, with him bouncing the off-speed pitches, you saw a guy that was winded. And to Joe's credit, he didn't waste any time.
No. Well, he can't. He couldn't.
No, absolutely.
He's facing elimination. He couldn't waste any time.
He had a very, very quick hook on David Robertson, which I agreed with, and he went right to Aroldis Chapman, who got the job done.
Yep.
But to me, at 92 pitches, he had retired five straight. I know the Judge catch was in the middle of this, but he had a 1-2-3 seventh inning against the heart of the order. I know he wouldn't do it in May, but guess what? October's not May.
Yeah.
I would have kept Tanaka in the game, but good for Girardi. It all worked out.
It all worked out, and the Yankees live to fight another day, and you'll see Severino tonight as he tries to atone for what happened in the Minnesota game. You know, another big point in the game, too, was when Kipnis got that triple, which really was a ball I thought Judge should have caught, to be very honest with you. Hit his glove. I don't know if he overran it, whatever. And they had a runner on third, one out, and he comes back to strike Ramirez out. And then I guess it was Bruce after that to get out of that inning. That was another big spot by Tanaka as well.
That was
huge
monstrous.
Spot in the game.
That was huge. And I'll tell you, Tanaka made Jay Bruce his little son in this game. You know what I mean? Jay Bruce called Tanaka your daddy because after dominating the first two games of this series, where he was that big X factor for the Indians offensively, the home running game one, we saw what he did in game two. He had no shot. He really didn't. He had no shot, and even in that bat against Aroldis Chapman in the ninth inning, who he hasn't seen a lot of, because remember, those guys were teammates for a very long time, so they're not facing each other as teammates. Jay Bruce had a really, really rough night, but you're right. That was a huge sequence in this game, especially with an Indian team that's so resourceful at finding a way to get that run home. They're given a gift, not just by Judge, but even Aaron Hicks, because you would think he's backing him up on a play like that, and he never did. But he strikes out Jose Ramirez, who they've really handled in this series. He went 1-for-4 yesterday, and he gets Jay Bruce out. And this was an incredible performance by Tanaka.
And you know what I loved about this game last night is that you actually had an old-fashioned pitcher's duel. That's what we got last night.
You know.
And I enjoyed that. I got to tell you, an old-fashioned for a guy that has no dog in the hunt in these two teams, I enjoyed the old-fashioned pitching duel.
Can I nitpick that a little bit?
Because
I
like
agree.
It?
No, I loved it. I'm with you 100%. Give me the 1-0 game.
Right.
Give me the pitcher's duel.
Right.
I love it. The nitpick I have is how old school is it when the two guys go a combined 12 2/3 innings?
You know what? And I understand. You're right. You're not wrong. But this is baseball now.
No, you're right.
You know, believe me, I'd love to see both of them go 9 innings, go 10 innings.
You're right.
You know, Juan Marichal against Warren Spahn, 16 innings.
Yeah.
You know, but that's not reality anymore.
No, you're right.
So
that's why it's a nitpick. I admit.
No, but you know what? You got a real solid pitch game by the two starting pitches. And I really enjoyed that.
Yeah,
I got to say.
In a postseason outside of the Cub National Series that's been dominated by subpar starting pitching.
Right.
It really has. We saw a little bit of a throwback. And, you know, and Carlos Carrasco was really locked in. He struggled in that sixth inning. You know, after the infield hit to Aaron Hicks,
he did.
Even the Gardner ball was hit hard.
Yep.
He walks Judge. He gives up the hit to Sanchez. He walks Didi. I think Francona actually made the right choice.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that was the time to go get him.
Especially
that was the move.
Especially when you have a weapon like Andrew Miller out there.
Yes.
And by the way, the reason why you're going to see Chase Headley, and really Matt Holliday is just irrelevant in this series, we're never going to see him, is that Headley's got these good numbers against Andrew Miller. Now, take what you want from it. I think it's 5-for-8 in the regular season.
That's pretty good.
That's something.
That's a good number.
That's a bigger sample size than the sample size Girardi quoted on why Chad Green faced Francisco Lindor. Because he said after the game, well, Chad's had some success against Lindor. Lindor's 0-for-2, okay? He's not 0-for-12. He's 0-for-2.
Yeah, 0-for-2 is not, that's nothing.
That's not a sample size.
You know, 5-for-8, though, is pretty bad. That's a significant number.
I agree.
It really is.
But I guess my question would be, if Chase Utley has these great numbers against Andrew Miller, the Indians don't have a lefty starter, and the only other lefty they have in this bullpen is Tyler Olson, who's been really good, when would Matt Holliday ever play? You know what I mean? Like, if he's not going to pinch hit for Greg Bird, which was rewarded yesterday,
by the way,
give Joe major credit for that.
Oh.
Because Girardi has been consistent, not only in the wild card game, but in this series, that, yeah, I'm going to let Greg Bird face lefties, including Andrew Miller. And he explained it after the game, saying, you know, Bird's hit lefties. Miller's not that much better against lefties. I'm going to let him face him. And he was rewarded in a big way when he hits that bomb of a home run. But my only question is, when would we ever even see Matt Holliday if he's not going to pinch hit for Greg Bird, rightfully so, or pinch hit for Jacoby Ellsbury? Instead, you're going to use Chase Utley against one of the two lefties that they have. He's almost irrelevant on the roster. You're almost better off with a guy like Tyler Wade on the roster.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't get picked off on second like Torres did.
Yeah. Hey, I kind of felt bad for Torres because he's actually had a good year for the Yankees. Like, the Gomes made a throw. I mean, that throw he made. I mean, it reminded me of Benito Santiago from his knees that he made that throw and put it right on the money. So, it was a great tag also by Lindor on that play.
And that's a great point. That Yan Gomes' throw was sick.
Oh, my God.
The tag was lightning quick.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
I don't know if they have a stat for the quickness of a tag applied. Javi Baez may be number one, but Lindor may be number two.
Yeah, it was a stellar defensive play by Gomes and Lindor. It really was.
Absolutely. But Girardi heard it from the crowd before the game.
Yeah.
You understand why?
Yep.
I don't know. And I find it very difficult to believe that if the Yankees lose this series, even if Joe has a rough night tonight, that the Yankees are not bringing this guy back.
To me, the Yankees would be crazy not bringing this guy back.
I just don't buy it.
I'm with you. You know, I'm 100% with you, bro.
And there's a couple of reasons for it. Number one, and I think any Yankee fan that can't stand this guy, this manager, has to ask themselves this question after 10 years of Joe Girardi. Who are you going to hire that's better?
Terry Collins available. Oh, no, he took a job with the Mets. I think he'd come back out of retirement for the Yankee job.
By the way.
Just saying.
I have to. And I don't want to say the
if
guy.
If they don't want Girardi, I mean, you know.
Sure, I'm sure he'll take it. I don't want to name the guy, but there's a guy who works here. Right? He's a Yankee fan. And he tweeted last night, Terry Collins is a better manager than Joe Girardi.
Oh, God. Do I know this guy?
Yes. But I don't want to say
this. No, let me just ask a question. Do I like this guy?
I've never heard you give an opinion on this guy.
Okay.
I don't think
I'm kind of like
indifferent.
I'm indifferent.
Yeah. I don't think you know much about him.
Okay. I got an idea who it is. You tell me off the air.
Oh, I will. Okay. But I was floored by that. And ask yourself this, Yankee fans. I know you'd rather have Terry Francona. Okay, fine.
Wow.
You'd rather have Bruce Bochy.
Right. Or Joe Madden, maybe even.
Maybe. I don't know, by the way.
Right. Oh, I'm just saying. I don't know.
By the way, I don't know if I would say that.
Okay.
So if you got rid of Joe Girardi because you don't like his binder and you don't like his answers to replay, which I agree was atrocious. I thought Friday was as bad of a night he's ever had.
What was he thinking about?
The answers were worse than the decisions.
No, it was terrible.
I don't want to break Chad Green's rhythm.
No, that was, yeah.
Give me a break.
That was not good.
But if you fire him or let him go, who is your guy you're bringing? Oh, Don Mattingly? He's such a great manager. I mean, the Marlins may let him go. They may let him go because they realize he's not a great manager. Who's the guy? So I think the Yankees will probably lose one of these next two games. Maybe it'll be game 5. Who knows? Maybe they're going to pull this miracle off and win this series. But Joe Girardi being gone, to me, A, doesn't make sense. And B, if I'm a Yankee fan, I would not be rooting for it.
No, I would agree with you. I think Girardi's a good manager. I really do.
Now, Ben McAdoo, on the other hand.
Well, Ben McAdoo could be making like Ray Hanley by the end of the way he's going by the end of this year.
We'll get into the Giants.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton
to
get
into. The one tanking team and the one team that's fighting for first place. We'll talk about that.
We figured that would be the case.
Is Pete Dot still watching game film? What's he doing? Get him on.
He's breaking down the Broncos.
He's breaking it down.
We will talk to Carl Banks.
Yeah, he caught it off. Tino got caught it off right after Beckham.
He may have. Oh, my God. That was brutal yesterday. We'll get into the Giant debacle. Carl Banks is going to join us at 11 o'clock. The Jets, obviously, stunningly, are 3-2. I understand it's the Browns. They're 3-2.
Amen.
Nobody thought they'd be 3-2.
Got that.
I certainly didn't.
Got
I thought they'd
right.
be 1-15.
Well.
We'll come back and get to your Yankee calls, though, to kick it off. 877-337-6666. A jam. Oh, and we'll get to the interesting videotape coming out of Miami.
Oh, did I miss something?
Oh, I'll show you off air, Joe.
Will I be cracking up with this?
I think you'll be laughing.
Okay, good.
The Dolphins won, but they really lost.
Oh, I heard this.
Oh, yeah?
About the coach? Oh, my God. I saw that. What was he on the sideline doing this?
No, it was in a coach's room, I think.
Is that where it was?
Maybe a bathroom. I'm not sure.
Hopefully, you know, can you do it a little more discreetly if you're going to do it?
Don't make a video of it?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.